Okay, we're on Yud Aleph Amud Beis, about 8 lines up or so. Maybe.
Yeah, 7.
Okay. Now, we've got a Masnissin, our Mishnah, yeah, Deloy Ki Hai Tana, is not like the following Tana, who we're going to see. The Tanya is like similar, right? We got a Braisa. It says, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said, I think it was also maybe him before as well. Moedim Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree, Shemasal Kines Atrisin b'Yom Tov. You're allowed to remove the shutters on Yom Tov. Okay, so seemingly we see there's no Binyan B'Stira Kalim over here, right? If you're allowed to remove, there's definitely no Stira. There's no stira because removing is stira, right? So normally it goes together. If there's not any binyan, there's no stira. Yeah, lo nech lechul, ella lehachsia. So the argument is with regards, can you return them or not? Maybe if it's a hetira sofa mishum tchilosam, maybe that's the machlokus, right? But anyway, but we see over here that it's not like our Mishnah, because our Mishnah said Beis Shammai say that you're not allowed to take it off. You can't basically open shop on Yom Tov. Right, so lahachzir. So Beis Shammai omrim ain machzirin. You can't be machzir. And Beis Hillel omrim af machzirin. You can also be machzir. Now we're going to qualify it. B'med of amurim. When do we say that the argue is b'shir ishalahem tzia? That's when it's got some kind of like hinge, or it's got some kind of like a sticky outy bit that goes like slots into something. Yeah. Aval Eilhem Tzir, but if it's just some kind of like, maybe it's a slidey panel or something like that, then Divya Kol Mutter, it would be Mutter. Okay, end of Braisa. Now, problem is, we've got a Braisa that seems to contradict this. Vertanya, meaning in the same sheet, so that everyone agrees that you can take it out, but with regards to the when can you be Machzir? Vertanya, Bimed of Mamorim, when do they argue? B'she Eilhem Tzir, when they don't have a Tzir. Right, then they argue, aval yesh lehem tzia, if they do have a tzia, divrei kol osur, it will be osur. If it's got basically these bits sticking out and they're going to have to slot them in, then everyone would say it's osur. So what's going on? We've got basically a machlokes over here. So Amar Abai is going to basically tell you there's three cases, and it just depends where your focus is. So and they're really not going to be arguing. Amar Abai, like this, b'shiyesh lehem tzia. When they've got a tzir, so Rashi says, we're talking about there's a tzir on the top, right? Well, let's say what it says, min ha-tad, right? When it's from the tad, maybe the tad means, Rashi says it's on the rosh, on the top of it. So maybe the tad means on the top side, or it means near the top. I'm not sure exactly what it means, but it's by the top over there. When you've got these little pegs or things sticking in at the top, yeah? Divrei kol is osa. Everyone is going to say it's osa over there. Ein lehem tzir. Call Ica. If they don't have any tiers, it's just some kind of sliding panel. Yeah, Divya Kol is going to say it's mutter. So where do they argue? So Ki Pligi, when they argue, is B'shiyesh Lehem Tzia Be'emta. When it's got a Tzia Be'emta. When there's like some kind of Rashi says over here. Let's look at the last Rashi. B'shiyesh Lehem Tzia Be'emta. Yeah, Ke'ein Blita. There's some kind of like something sticking out. And they stick it in a hole that's in the middle of the wall, yeah, of the Pesach Teva, of the opening of this box. Okay, so Rashi says earlier, so we were saying there's no binyan b'stira v'kelim over here, right? Because obviously if you can take it out, there's no binyan. So obviously the question is, is it similar to binyan, right? So when it's got two pegs on the top and the bottom, then that's going to be a problem because it's doim labinyan, yeah. And when it's in the middle, I suppose that's kind of an in between case. And then you have the machlokus between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Okay, so what's the machlokus? Carry on. Mar sava gazerinon, right? Beis Shammai say you make a gazera tzia be'emta. When there's a tzia in the emta, because you may come to atu tzia min atzad. You may come to permit. Even the tzir from the tzad, which is a problematic.
That's Beis Shammai.
That's Beis Shammai, yes. And Mar Sava, lo gazrinan. And Beis Hillel say you don't gazrinan. So Rashi explains the brises. So how do you read the brises, basically? So the brises, basically, the both of them are saying the machlokis is in the middle case. The question is how you detach it up, right? So like the first one, let's just explain it. According to the first brayso, when it says b'medavrim she'ein lahem tzia, right, when they don't have a tzia, right, they argue. So that means, yeah, they don't have a tzia from the on the sides, but they have a tzia in the middle. I mean, they've just got the middle tzia. That's where they argue. But if they don't have any tzia at all, no, I said it the wrong way around. But if they have a tzia from the sides, then everyone is going to say it's osa. Right? So if there's a tzia in the middle, that's where they argue. But if there's a tzia from the on the top and bottom, then it's going to be osa. And the other brisa said, I just flipped it round, and the other brisa said that if it's got a tzia in the middle, then they argue. But if they don't have a tzia, right, so that means at all, that everyone would say it would be mutter. Sorry, I was involved with that a little bit, but you got it again.
Just to be clear, though, the reason though that we're going to say that it's potentially a problem is not because binyan's do a kill, right?
Lachori can't say that,
so
because
the reason why it's going to be a problem is then going to be
it doesn't, right? Because Rashi says the issue is because it's right when it's on the top and bottom because it's doimel binyan. So this is what I think. I don't know. Rashi didn't say it out. I thought like this. That basically, if you see over here on Rashi, three lines up, so I would assume this is the, I would assume that this is the reason that basically is we're saying the mati is sofa mishum techiloson. Yeah, even though it's still hard in the Gemara, that basically this Rabbanan will allow because of sofa mishum techiloson, because we want to fit in with the previous one. Oh, I don't know, but the Gemara itself doesn't sound like that, because the Gemara...
We're all talking here about just returning it,
return,
right?
About returning, yes.
So taking it off is not a problem.
It seems not.
Right.
It seems like the only problem is returning it. I mean, the normal way would be easy. If you don't learn like Rashi, yeah, which is the normal reason that the classic thing is because we're worried that he's going to shem a yitka. Right, which Tosfos mentions such as far. There's always a gezeira like this. Like in Shabbos, basically, we have cases where you're allowed to like dismantle certain things, right? Which is not, but you're not allowed to put them together, and we don't allow you put them back together because if you're going to put them back together, we're worried that you're going to put a nail in or something, and that's going to probably even though there's no binyan b'stibur kalim, it's a problem of shema yiska that you're going to do. You're going to be over makam patish.
Right.
But over here, from the Gemara itself, it sounds like it's a problem if just basically, you make a gezeira of the middle one because of the outer one, right? Of the ones on the top and the bottom. So I don't know if that's still working with.
Why do you say the ones at the top and the bottom are going to be a shema yiska problem?
But Rashi doesn't say that. He just because he says the domus labinian. Okay, needs work. Where's Hashem? But that's okay. It's straightforward until you understand it. But it needs thought. What's going on behind the scenes?
Yeah.
Welcome back, Yosef, to the Holy Land.
Well, thank you.
Okay, Masnissin. Oh, okay. This is now we've got a Mishnah. Beis Shammai Omrim, Ein Moitzin Lo Eser Katan, but Lo Eser Lulav. You can't. Basically, can carry out to reshus the rabbim. So we're talking about the malacha of hoitzah. You can't take your kid out below your lulav on the first day of sukkah. So you can't take your lulav below as to say for Torah, and you can't do kriyas Torah in the reshus the rabbim. Okay. And Beis Hillel, Matirin Beis Hillel allow you to take out the aforementioned things. So over here, we're talking about obviously you're not eating them. You're not eating your kid. Yeah, not here or there. And so basically we're allowing Hotzah for a non-eating purpose on Yom Tov.
You can't take out the katan. Is there a deal you can take out a double? Why don't you say you can't take out a person? What does it take out the katan?
Well, because I suppose in the Olam HaGadol you could, right. Good. There are answers for that, but let's shelve that. Okay, good. Gil? Okay,
good.
We're going to see. There's going to be two. There's going to be two suggestions.
Okay.
Tani Tana, Kame de Rebbe Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. So the Tana used to teach over the Brisas in the Beis Midrash taught this Brisa in front of Rebbe Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. So the following Hashoyche, somebody who shechts oilus nadova, an oilo which is an adova, which means it's a voluntary offering. Yeah, by Yom Tov, on Yom Tov, which you're not supposed to do. We learnt in Chagiga, right? Nadarim and Nadavos are not craving beyond Tov, right? You can bring an Olus Re'iyah on Yom Tov, according to Beis Hillel at least, yeah? But you can't bring an Olus Nadava, right? So what happens if a person would do that? He would bring, he'd say, you know what, he made a mistake, or he did it on purpose actually, because he would get Malkus. If a person does Malacha on Yom Tov, it's Malkus. Okay, so that was the price that was taught. So Amalei, so Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi said to him, to Amalach Moni, who is the author of this brisa? He says it must be Beis Shammai. Because De Omru Lo Amrinon, they don't say the following halachic principle: Mitoch Shehutra Hotzal LaTorech. Right, Mitoch means since that it was permitted. Hutra Hotzal carrying LaTorech, meaning for the need for eating purposes. Right, because we know in the Torah it says you're allowed to do malacha on Yom Tov for the sake of eating, right? So because you're allowed to eat it, do it for the purpose of eating, we don't say, right, which Beis Hillel is going to say, is hutra, therefore it's so too, we don't say this, so too, it's permissible, hutra, nami, shalolo torach, that it's permissible for non-eating purposes. So seeing as you're not going to eat your kid, yeah, you can't schlep him out. And so too, seeing as you're not allowed, you're not going to eat this olus ri'iyah, an olus ri'iyah, right, you burn it, right, you don't eat it, and really you weren't supposed to bring it, and the Torah doesn't permit you to shecht it, so therefore, it must be Beis Shammai, the author of this Mishnah, because you're going to see the flip side now. De'i Beis Hillel, because if you're going to want to tell me that it's Beis Hillel, yeah, ha omri, they say, basically, which we're going to learn, which we see this principle in our Mishnah. Mitoch shehutra hoitzah l'tzorech. Sin as hoitzah is permissible l'tzorech, meaning for the sake of eating. So too, hutra nami shelo l'tzorech. Is mutter also not for the sake of eating, meaning our Mishnah. It says you can take out the kid, yeah, or your lulav, or your sefer Torah, to the Shushan Rabbim. Because sin as you are allowed to carry for eating purposes, you're allowed to do for other purposes. Okay? So achanami. So we'd say over here, in this price over here, mitoch shehutra shchita, sin is hutra, obviously shchita you need for eating purposes generally, l'tzorech, v'tzorech oichel nefesh, hutra, nami shalol l'tzorech, it would be permissible, also, not for the tzorech. So therefore, even though strictly speaking, you know, you're not eating this korban, but nevertheless, it would be you wouldn't get Malkus at least. You're not really supposed to bring this korban, but you wouldn't get Malkus for doing it. Okay, so that's what he's saying. So he's saying that Bryce is Beis Shammai. So Maskifla, Rabba has a kasha. He says, Mimai, how do you know? What?
The Bryce is Beis
Hillel. No, we're saying that Bryce is Beis Shammai. Because the Bryce says you get whipped, right, if you shecht an Olus Ria on Yom Tov. So basically, he was over, he did malacha, right? He did the malacha of Netilas L'shama, he shechted something, he killed something, and therefore he gets whipped, right? And we were saying, according to Beis Hillel, you wouldn't get whipped, because he wasn't over the malacha, because there's a rule on Yom Tov, which we see in our Mishnah, that if a person is allowed to do something for food purposes, therefore the Torah also just basically is a general heter, and it is matter everything to an extent, or totally, whatever, so yeah, so he wouldn't get whipped. So now he's going to take issue with that. He said, maybe not.
This is only, the Gemara only references that idea, only by God's son.
Very good. Brilliant, Gil. That is exactly the point we're going to get to. Very good. So Maski for Rabba has a kasha. Mimai, how do you know the Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? How are you saying that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, Baha Pligi, that they're arguing in this general rule of Matoch, right, that it's, which applies to all Malachas, yeah, Shechita included, and of the like, yeah, Pligi. Dilma, perhaps, yeah, they're only arguing in Erev HaHoitzah, meaning the requirement if you would have to make an Erev, yeah, and Hoitzah, if you're allowed to carry the Shabbos. Basically, right, we know that you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos, yeah, but the question is, what about Yom Tov? And the argument is that if there is or isn't the ein eruv hoitzah, making eruv and carrying Yom Tov come with Ligi. This is what they're arguing about. Okay, which we're going to explain now. Mar Sava, okay, Beis Shammai hold like this. Yeah, Eruv or Hoitzah on Shabbos, that you've got to make an Eruv, and there's a prohibition of Hoitzah on Shabbos, and so too, the Eruv, the Hoitzah, the Yom Tov. There's also Eruv, right, you're going to make an Eruv, and there's also the prohibition of Hoitzah on the Yom Tov. A Master of on Bis Hillel hold, yeah, Eruv or Hoitzah, the Shabbos, that there's a prohibition of carrying on Shabbos. However, there's no prohibition on Yom Tov. There's 38 malachas on Yom Tov. Whatever, whatever. It's the, Hoitzah doesn't apply on Yom Tov. Right, Kedich Siv. So how can you say that though? Where's the source? It says like this. It says, I think it's Yirmiah. Yeah, Yirmiah says like this. It says, V'loi toitziu, you shouldn't carry. Yeah, masa means a load, miboteichem, from your houses, but yom haShabbos on Shabbos, so we make a deal from that. Yeah, but Shabbos in on Shabbos there's a prohibition of taking things out of your house to the Shul Rabbim, but Yom Tov lo, on Yom Tov not.
We learn halacha from
his megala to right, very good. His megala to us the scope of the issa. Hotzar, we learn from Lo Saviru, Saviru Kolba Menachana, right? The Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Don't carry anything on Shabbos." And Yirmiah is going to tell you that only applies on Shabbos. So he's saying it's not conclusive. Basically, there's two, right, like Gil said, there's two ways of learning this. This Mishnah only talks about Hotzar, so maybe it's a limited heter by Hotzar, that Hotzar basically, according to Basil, doesn't apply on Yom Tov, and Beis Shammai holds there is Hotzar on Yom Tov, but other malachas like Shechita, Basil would agree that you're not allowed to shech, you can't shech, you can only shech for food purposes, but if it's for any other, even if it's a valid reason, yeah, unless the Torah specifically will permit it, it will be awesome. We will stop here.